Rise and shine.
It's a new day. It's early breakfast with Africa Milani.
Very good news. This past weekend, Sir Richard Branson was in Cape Town and used the opportunity to announce the return to full service, that's daily flights, between Cape Town International and Heathrow International Airport as of November. The project manager for Air Access, which is based at Westgrove, Paul Vandenberg, joins me on the line now. Paul, lovely to chat to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much. How are you doing?
Very well. I can't complain. We're having good news, eh?
Very, very good news. How much work did it take you and your team to have Virgin Atlantic return to daily service between Cape Town and Heathrow?
Well, as you know, we are working with business cases for a very long time. We started, of course, the project in 2015. One of the main reasons that we started the project was actually that Virgin left, of course, Cape Town in 2015. And since then, we are engaging with them to bring them back to Cape Town because, as you know, UK is our largest market. So that's really important to have them. And, of course, they wanted to start in 2020, but they couldn't start because of COVID. So we're very pleased that we have them back from the end of this year.
And will they be year-round or will it be, it is very much what we call the swallows season, right? November, December, January, February, March. And then it tends to quieten down. At least the traffic is the other way where people are now going to the UK to enjoy the summer in the Northern Hemisphere.
Yes. So what we see with airlines that are flying to Cape Town, so often they start with a seasonal service. So, for example, United Airlines, of course, they started in 2019. They started with a seasonal service. So they started in December 2019 until March 2020. Fortunately, the growth was very good on the route. So like United Airlines, they will start, of course, the year-round service from 5th of June, basically from next week from New York to Cape Town. So we see that many airlines often start to Cape Town with a seasonal service, and if the service is doing well, they grow to a year-round service. So I hope this will also grow to a year-round service.
We see United Airlines, for example, not only being so pleased with the Cape Town New Walk route that was introduced, sadly, before COVID-19 and obviously has been devastated by COVID-19, but they certainly are still continuing to provide a service. But they're so happy with their travels to Cape Town that they're almost fighting with United Airlines, Delta Airlines
in
the United States in trying to get a route between Cape Town and Washington, D.C.
Yes, that's an interesting development indeed. As you know, the U.S. is very important for us. It's an important market for air cargo and also tourism. What we've seen in the past few months is that the U.S. market is recovering really quickly, and we see traffic from the U.S. returning to Cape Town. Like I mentioned, United starting a daily service. And what we see now, there's so much interest that both Delta as well as United want to have a route to Cape Town. So United applied for a route from Washington and Delta applied for a direct route from Atlanta. They both wanted to start three times per week. But the problem is our bilateral agreement. So every country, South Africa has a bilateral air service agreement with every country around the world. And from the U.S., they're only allowed to fly 21 flights per week to South Africa. So currently, 17 of those routes have been taken, so there's four left. So basically, United and Delta are fighting for the last three to four frequencies that are available. And fortunately, it will be a route to Cape Town. The decision won't be made in South Africa, but the decision will be made by the US DOT, who's getting the rights to serve this route.
And that limitation in terms of numbers is determined by the United States Department of Transport. Does that factor in SAA? I mean, they're off the market as far as international routes at the moment because of restructuring and all of that. But one of their more profitable routes was Oatambo JFK. Will SAA be in a position to resume that should Cape Town then win the, well, I mean, one of the two will be flying to Cape Town, so we're grateful for that.
Yes. No, so it's a possibility that SAA will return, because in the bilateral, of course, South African carriers can also operate to the US. But in this case, of course, SAA is in a different position as they were a few years ago. I think currently they only have two wide-body aircraft. So it's a 330 and a 340, 300. So for them, it will be difficult to reach that market. Because what we see is that United and Delta operate the latest kind of aircraft, the 787 and the 350, and SAA doesn't have that material. So in order for them to operate the route, they definitely need to have different equipment, because otherwise they can't make the direct route, so they have to make a stop maybe in West Africa. And of course, in these times, airlines and people require direct non-stop routes, because that makes more sense. So it's a possibility, but I don't see it happening within the next 5 years, to be honest.
While speaking SAA, any luck of the resumption of the Cape Town Heathrow route?
I don't see that happening in the short term either. So, of course, in 2012, SAA left Cape Town with all the international routes, including London Heathrow. And as you can see, as we know, BA, of course, will operate two flights per day in our summer. And Virgin coming back also with a daily flight, it might be a bit too much. So if they want to operate, I know some other markets that they can look at. For example, we don't have connectivity to South America, and Sao Paulo in Brazil is our largest unserved market. So that means that there's no direct route to that market, but we have a lot of traffic from that market. So Brazil, Sao Paulo has more than 40,000 passengers before COVID. And that market has been growing really fast. So we of course, if SAA is interested to fly from Cape Town again, then the Sao Paulo route will be a great option.
Indeed. Paul, well done to you and your team. I know how hard you work at this thing. Paul van den Brink is the project manager for Air Access at Westgrow. Proud to announce, of course, the resumption to daily service of Virgin Atlantic as of November. You're listening to Cape Talk on 702. It's 5 o'clock.